When you read the passages where the Ajahns talk about their practice, you're often struck by the large role that determination played, the vows they would take, and then their determination to see through those vows. This has a lot to do with their ability to develop concentration and to develop discernment. In other words, they encountered problems and they didn't let the problems get them down. They figured there must be a way around them. And they made a determination. If you think of the mind as a committee, it's basically putting out a warning to any members of the committee that might want to be traitorous, that they would be recognized as traitors. And to give a strong impetus to carrying through. When the Buddha talked about determination, there were four qualities that he would talk about, and they're useful to keep in mind as you're dealing with problems that come up in the meditation, as with pain. The first quality is discernment, remembering that you're not going to simply be sitting with the pain. You're going to be trying to figure it out. And the extent to which you do have to be patient and show endurance, you need to figure out ways of making it as easy as possible. In other words, getting allies on your side. This is one of the reasons why we work with the breath. In the instructions on breath meditation, when the Buddha talks about feelings, the first two steps are to learn how to breathe in a way that gives rise to feelings of rapture and feelings of ease. You're going to need these as you deal with pain, remembering that the pain doesn't consume the whole body. There are parts of the body that are perfectly fine. So you focus on those, learn how to maximize those. Get them on your side. Then when they're strong, you try to use them to see how much you can dissolve away the different shells of tension you've built up around the pain. Because there is that instinctive reaction. When pain comes, you try to contain it. You tense up around it to make sure that it doesn't spread. This is a habit we picked up probably when we were children. But you've got to decide you're not afraid of the pain. You've got your allies on your side. So you spread that sense of well-being, the comfortable breath, through the pain. So you can dissolve away that pattern of tension, that shell of tension. And sometimes you'll find that the pain is gone. It was the shell that was bothering you. Other times, the pain is still there. But you can see it more clearly. And you can see it coming and going, coming and going. And you remember what the Ajahns have taught about how the big problem with pain is the way you build a bridge from the body and the pain into the mind through your perceptions. So you have to ask yourself, what is the perception you have around the pain? Is the pain the same thing as the spot in the body? Is it something else? Does it have an intention toward you? Is it coming at you? What shape, what color does it have in your imagination? These are all perceptions that can gather on the pain and can cause trouble. And if you notice that a certain perception comes and brings more of a sense of weight, of being weighed down in the mind, ask yourself if you can drop the perception, see what happens. Here you're moving from the first of the determinations, which is discernment, to the second one, which is truth. Really looking at how things are going and not flinching at what you see. You use these two determinations together. Still trying to figure out the pain. Why do you use a certain perception? How can you replace it with a better one? I think I've told you about the time I was having my back treated in Singapore. I was basically being beaten by bamboo whisks after having been rubbed raw. It was very painful. And I realized that part of the pain that was getting to me was a sense that the pain was coming at me. If I could see the pain as going away, as when you're sitting in the back of a station wagon facing back, someone else is driving down the road, you're facing back. And as soon as something comes in the range of your vision, it's going away from you. See if that perception helps. In other words, the problem is not the pain, the problem is the perception. And the real problem is our ignorance around the perceptions. We apply these perceptions partly as a way of warning the future. As we go from moment to moment to moment, hey, there's a pain here, watch out, there's a pain here. And that warning signal takes over. It weighs the mind down. So see if you can be with the experience of the sensation of the pain, but without the perception. What that does. So you're relinquishing old ways of thought. That's another one of the determinations. Give up anything that's unskillful. So you can bring the mind to calm, which can mean either learning how to be with the pain with a sense of calm, or you'll find sometimes when the mind calms down, the pain goes away. But at the very least, you want to make sure that even if the pain still stays there, the mind is not causing any excess trouble. And you'll also see that the trouble that weighs the mind down is what you're doing. So if you're determined to see these things through, these qualities really will help. Discernment, truth, relinquishment, calm. They work with other defilements as well. Lust comes up, anger comes up. You use your discernment, remembering that the Buddha says you go for the things because of their allure. You turn a blind eye to their drawbacks. So that's precisely what you've got to discern. Where's the allure? Why do you like these thoughts? And if you were to act on them or to follow through with them or just allow the mind to think about them, what would happen? Are they worth it? And sometimes he'll add, look for the origination and look for the passing away. This too is part of the determination of discernment. Origination, of course, means the cause. It's not just simply things arising. Something in the mind is causing them to arise. It can be simply a reaction to an uncomfortable feeling. Some people have a sense of dis-ease in the body. They immediately go to a drug or some other way of soothing to get rid of that feeling. And often thoughts of anger, thoughts of lust, thoughts of whatever are our addictive escape. So look for the origination. What exactly sparks these things? And how long do they last? They come and then they go, and then they come again and they go again. You think you're done with it? Oh, they come back. Why? What's the pull? And then think about the drawbacks. And watch out for the tendency the mind has to say, well, I'll let myself think about this particular kind of thought, so I can understand it. Your best way of understanding is try to cut it down as quickly as you can, because then you get to see what lies behind it. The part that pulls and says, no, I still want to think this. And if you're determined, you can stare it down. But this is why the determination is an important part of the unraveling of these things. So you can see what truly draws you to these defilements. So you'd be willing to relinquish them. And that's when the mind comes to calm. So determination, even though it focuses primarily on getting the mind to settle down, involves discernment as well. And develops your discernment too. Your willingness to stick with things is what enables you to see them from the beginning to the end. So the Buddha offers these tools for dealing with all kinds of problems in the mind. Basically gives you the basic instructions. Sometimes you have to work out the details yourself. But the tools are not going to work unless you're determined to make them work. And the necessary exploration of how you apply a particular teaching to your particular problems, that's not going to happen unless you're determined to make it happen. There's so many people out there who say, well, meditation is simply a process of being with whatever comes up, being okay with it. But if you look around at the teachings or the assumptions that lie behind that, basically for them, meditation is a question of learning how to accept the three characteristics. Yes, things are inconstant, stressful, not self. You just got to accept that. Be calm with that. Making the three characteristics the big point of discernment. The Buddha never talked in those terms. It's always in the context of the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths have duties. They're about cause and effect. And the basic setup of the Four Noble Truths is that if you want, you can put an end to suffering. If you want to suffer, you can continue to suffer. What do you want? How are you going to look at your thoughts? How are you going to look at your attitudes? You have to look at them in terms of where they come from, where they go. Cause, effect. Are you getting the effects you want? If you don't like the effects you want, it's not a matter of simply accepting them, saying, well, there must be something better. I'm operating on the wrong desires. This is the role of determination. It's focused, continuous desire. Not to suffer. As John Munn said in his last big sermon, it's this desire not to come back and suffer again. It's that determination. That's what's going to see you through.